Today, we honor our father, living and deceased. Every year on Father's Day, I tell a few silly, tongue-in-cheek stories about my father. None of them true. I am sure that my father, God be good to him, loves these stories. For example, when my dad read about the evils of drinking, he gave up reading. When my mother, God be good to her, would tell him, "Don't you realize that drinking is your worst enemy?" My dad would reply, "Jesus taught us to love our enemies." Well, enough of that nonsense. Father's Day, when we honor our father living and deceased. It seems that Father's Day doesn't have the same pizzazz as Mother's Day does. Florists and chocolate makers aren't nearly so thrilled on Father's Day as they are on Mother's Day. Restaurants aren't nearly so crowded either. And it seems to me that fathers don't receive the same respect as do mothers. Here's a perfect example. The other day, on the checkout line in Publix, I overheard this conversation between a mother and a young son. "Honey, you have been so good all week. You've done your homework. You helped clean the dishes. You went to bed on time. Good for you." Little guy replies, "Can I have a dollar for being so good?" "No, be good for nothing like your father." So, it's good that at least one day a year we do honor our father, living and deceased. Jesus always honored his father. Always. Every sermon he ever gave, every prayer he ever uttered, included his father. From the very beginning, "Don't you know that I must be about my father's business?" to the very end, "Into your hands, Father, I entrust my spirit." Jesus came to show us the Father. The Father that Jesus reveals to us is not someone who is remote, not someone who is scary, but rather the Father that Jesus reveals to us is someone whom we can call Abba, Daddy. Someone who knows all the numbers of the hairs on our head. Someone who calls each of us by name. Someone who knows what we need before we even ask. That's Jesus came to reveal to us. So today, as each of us honors our earthly Father, let's all of us also honor our heavenly Father. It has been said that gratitude not expressed is useless. So, if we could take a moment of silence now, so that each of us could express our gratitude to our earthly Father, and each of us could express our gratitude to our heavenly Father.